Performance appraisals and rewards. One of management's most important challenges is to motivate employees and build their wholehearted commitment. An effective appraisal and reward system for employee behavior and accomplishments is part of this task. An efficient employee recognition and reward system may have a beneficial effect upon performance in several ways, instilling a sense of ownership, facilitating a long-term focus with continuous improvement, reducing service operating costs, promoting teamwork, minimizing employee dissatisfaction, and enhancing employee interest in the financial performance of the company. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines related terms as follows: performance appraisal, supervisory or peer analysis of work performance. This appraisal may be made in connection with wage and salary review, promotion, transfer, or employee training. Performance measure. In a performance measurement system, the actual value measured for the criterion. Organizations use performance appraisals to evaluate employees on how they have fared against the goals and objectives set by their managers. Managers can use appraisals to recognize extraordinary efforts as well as areas for improvement. An effective evaluation is direct and precise, meaning that there is no over-the-top praise, no glossing over weaknesses, and no surprises. Support, encouragement, and constructive criticism can motivate employees to try even harder. To be successful, an organization must strike a balance between reprimand and reward. Some stress and pressure in the work environment can be motivational or necessary, but too much can harm strategy execution. Appraisal should be tied to an employee development program that encourages important group performance requirements. Some organizations choose to involve many appraisers in the process and use the 360-degree appraisal process. Individuals receive feedback from the manager, the supervisor, team members, and any direct reports. Some organizations even go so far as to include internal and external suppliers and customers in the gathering of the 360-degree feedback. This technique is highly useful in terms of a broader perspective and greater self-development. An effective appraisal process avoids a sole focus on past performance and focuses instead on assisting employees in their future jobs and quality efforts. Performance appraisals are useful in measuring direct labor performance in the following categories: ideas. As a category, this can be subjective, but that is not a reason not to use it. The adoption of suggestions by a team or individual can be used as a criterion. Teamwork. As a category, this can be subjective, but that is not a reason not to use it. The adoption of suggestions by a team or individual can be used as a criterion. Flexibility. As workers are trained and certified in different skills, their ability to perform a wider range of tasks increases and can be documented. A worker's degree of flexibility, thus, is relatively easy to identify. Quantity. Quantity of output is a quantifiable measure, but it generally is a measure of a team's accomplishments rather than an individual's quality. Quality can also be measured objectively through mathematical comparisons to standards and statistical analysis. Again, it is usually measured at the team rather than the individual level. It often is difficult to assign responsibility for defects to individuals. Defects could be caused by poor product design, defective components, or workers not having the right skill level. In such instances, the problem should be under the control of managers, not the individuals or the team as a whole. Employee motivation and rewards can take many forms, including stating the strategic vision in inspirational terms, creating a work atmosphere with sincerity, caring, and mutual respect, having a safe, clean, and attractive workplace with sufficient amenities, providing attractive benefits, relying on promotion from within whenever possible, making sure that employees' ideas and suggestions are valued, sharing information with employees about financial performance, strategy, operational measures, market conditions, and competitors' actions, being flexible in the approach to people management in multicultural environments. As organizations begin to rely on more and more self-managed teams, there may be a need to reconsider existing reward systems. Appraisal and reward systems that measure individuals against narrow job responsibilities and specific tasks may become obsolete. Imaginative systems for measuring and rewarding workers have been introduced in recent years, including team-related peer assessment, team appraisals by management with each team member getting identical rewards, and the completely salaried workforce that benefits from profit sharing.